Supreme Court arguments are over in a case testing a common method of execution. Now we wait for the decision. And the question is whether this form of lethal injection amounts to cruel and unusual punishment, which would be prohibited by the Constitution. The justices heard arguments in a case from Kentucky. It challenged the three-drug protocol, the use of three drugs for lethal injection in a way that's used in 36 of 37 states that have capital punishment. NPR's legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg has more.
The three-drug lethal injection protocol has not changed in three decades, and critics contend that it poses an unnecessary risk of pain and suffering that could easily be avoided by using a concentrated overdose of a single drug, a barbiturate. In the Supreme Court yesterday, lawyer Donald Verrilli, representing those challenging the three-drug protocol, contended that in Kentucky there was inadequate monitoring of the condemned prisoner to make sure he remained unconscious, that the procedures used by the state were so complicated as to invite problems, and that a simple alternative was available. That didn't seem to impress conservative members of the court like Justice Antonin Scalia.
This is an execution, not surgery. The other side contends that to know whether the person is unconscious or not, all it takes is a slap in the face and shaking the person.
There is no slap in the face. There is no shaking the person. All there is visual observation by an untrained warden and an untrained deputy warden who have testified in this case that they don't know what to look for to determine whether somebody is conscious or unconscious.
Justice Breyer observed that death penalty supporters see this challenge as something of a ruse.
What the other side says is, well, you're just trying to do this by the back door, insist upon a procedure that can't be used.
Well, I think the one point of the one-drug protocol, of course, is to demonstrate that we're not doing that.
In short, said lawyer Verrilli, the challenges are offering a viable one-drug alternative. Chief Justice Roberts.
Do we know whether there are risks of pain accompanying that method?
I think you do, Mr. Chief Justice, because by definition, barbiturates cannot inflict pain.
Justice Breyer said, however, that he remains unpersuaded by the studies he's seen about the relative merits of different methods to end a life by lethal injection.
I'm left at sea. I understand your contention. You claim that this is somehow more painful than some other method. But which?
Well,
and what's the evidence for that? What do I read to find it?
The thiopental is a barbiturate that by definition will inflict death painlessly.
When Kentucky's lawyer, Roy Englert, got up to argue, he too faced hard questions, mainly about the second and third drugs administered in the current three-drug protocol. He conceded that if the condemned prisoner is not properly anesthetized, those two drugs could cause enormous pain. But he said that the first drug administered, a barbiturate, was in a large enough dose that such a risk of pain does not exist in reality. Justice Stevens followed up.
What is the justification for the second drug?
It does bring about a more dignified death, dignified for the inmate, dignified for the witnesses.
The dignity of the process outweighs the risk of excruciating pain.
No, Your Honor. No. It takes a very long time to die with a one-drug protocol.
Well, so, it's a very long time. 10 minutes?
No, said lawyer Englert. The state's expert witness said it could take as long as 30 minutes. That answer didn't satisfy Justice Stevens. Several justices suggested there may be too little information at this point on which to form a conclusion and suggested possibly sending the case back to the lower courts for a full hearing and findings on whether a one-drug protocol would present substantially less risk of pain and suffering than the current three-drug protocol. Here, for example, is Justice Souter.
What's disturbing Justice Breyer, disturbing me and others, is We want some kind of a definitive decision here, and it seems to me that the most expeditious way of getting it, if comparative analysis is appropriate, and I will be candid to say I think it is to send this case back and say, okay, do a comparative analysis, make the findings.
Justice Scalia said he was loath to do that because it would, in his words, lead to endless litigation that could go on for years. The potential swing vote, Justice Kennedy, provided no overt clues to his feelings. A decision is expected by summer. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.